I thought we'd have a bit of fun with this next story, and I want you to tell me about some of the more unusual punishments that were handed out to you as a child. My next guest is Owen Watson, a business coach and master life coach. Hello, Owen.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing well. I understand that you were advocating bringing back the slipper. Tell me what this is all about.
Well, I think I asked the question. I wrote a little piece the other day, and I was talking about my much-loved mum, who is still with us today. She's in her early 80s, but I'm a child that grew up in the 70s and 80s, and I had two older brothers and a younger sister, so there's four of us in the family, and my little piece that I wrote, I expressed that, you know, mum had a secret talent, and that was she was able to hit you in the back of the head with her slipper from 50 paces with pinpoint accuracy, you know. And I must admit it, with a woman that was very loving, she was also had a real good knack at being able to keep us boys in particular in line, you know.
So you knew that if mum got the slipper out, you were in trouble?
If she got the slipper out, she meant business. And, we got many more hugs and love and all the rest of it. But when we were acting up, she could whip that thing off and she'd throw it at you. And you'd cop the slipper in the back of the head. And I just wondered today with all of the political correctness and so on, it was a good question to ask. I thought, you know, is it time to kind of, you know, bring back the slipper? I mean, we think it's very barbaric, you know, to use maybe weapons on your children, but did it really hurt us? I must admit, in our family, we've got a very loving family. We all get along well. It's just an interesting question.
Well, and sometimes I think it's just the threat of it, isn't it? I mean, I know in my childhood,
definitely.
It was the threat of the wooden spoon, and I don't think I ever copped it, but it was just the threat.
Yes, absolutely. It was definitely that. And in fact, I can tell you a funny story there. My brothers and I, every time a wooden spoon came into the house, we'd throw it behind the back of a stand-up piano. And one day mum and dad moved the piano and all these wooden spoons come cascading out from behind it. We just knew instinctively to run at that stage, Lisa.
I'm surprised there wasn't any slippers tucked behind there as well, Owen.
Well, we thought about it. But look, it's an interesting question these days, and I'm not certainly would never judge anybody either way. But I wonder it certainly was effective in those days, sitting down and negotiating with a 4 or 5 year old or a 13 or 14 year old. Sometimes wasn't even in the question. It was pretty much. Do what has to be done and do it now, or there's going to be a problem.
And it's an interesting question that you pose, and I don't think anyone's advocating for, you know, sort of, strong physical abuse
children. No.
Absolutely not. But
as I said,
I think sometimes it's more the threat. It's more the, you know, you've pushed your mother to the point, you know, and I think another one was wait until your father gets home. And that was also a threat as well. And you pulled your head in quick smart.
Yeah, Lisa, you took the word straight out of my mouth, you know, because the only thing that was worse than the mum and the slipper is if dad had to sort some stuff out. And let me tell you, very rarely did he ever have to do anything, but the threat, just the threat of it, or if mum just waved the wooden spoon at you, you piped down and you did what needed to be done, you know. There wasn't
Absolutely.
Any mucking around. So, 9 times out of 10, it was the threat, most definitely. And it was interesting. Look, and as I can say, I'm very fortunate. I'm lucky to have two very loving parents and a great family life. In fact, we were all together last night as a family having a meal together. And I'm about to hit 50 years old. And I can tell you, mum will still look at me and she'll go, don't mess with me. You don't think you're too old to get the slipper, you know.
Well, I was going to ask, Owen, when's the last time you copped a slipper from across the room?
Well, I didn't get it from mum, but I reckon I had my wife throw one at me a couple of times.
good. Keeping you in line. I like it. It's an interesting question, Owen. I'll pose it to our listeners.
Yeah, look, absolutely. Enjoy the rest of your day and take care.
Thanks, Owen. Thanks, Owen, for your time. Owen Watson, business coach and master life coach there.